Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. That didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled in my closet, threw my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. Then I washed my face and combed my hair and stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. I'd smoke my mind.
Good evening, everyone. This is James Dick. I am North Florida Writer Live, and this is Sunday Morning Coming Down for this weekend. I'm doing the show a little bit earlier than I planned to do it. I had it scheduled for 10 o'clock on Friday night, but we've got some severe weather coming in a little later, so I thought I'd move it up, and since I'm on a satellite connection, I didn't want to lose the show. Sunday Morning Coming Down, great song by Johnny Cash. You just heard the very beginning of it. What I'm going to do tonight is, when I'm done with our program, I'm going to play the entirety for the finale. But I appreciate you listening, folks, and I'm really pleased to announce that yesterday I completed my first full year of Blog Talk Radio and my North Florida Writer Live programming. And, of course, Sunday Morning Coming Down is one of my favorite segments, and it's been one of my favorites. We've gotten a good listening audience. I've gotten a lot of good comments from people, and I'm very, very blessed, and I'm very appreciative. It's a joy for me to do this program, and I'm glad that people like it. It gives me a way to do my little bit to spread the word, because I think it's important. I think we're in trouble as a society and as a country. I think we need God and Jesus Christ back in our lives, and that's why I do the show. I just try to do anything I can to hopefully open the door to people's hearts so that they will let the Spirit in, who will put them in touch with God the Son and the Father. We're going to open the program today with a short scripture. This is one that most of you should be familiar with. If not, I will tell you it's the fourth commandment of the Ten Commandments. And so here we go. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter, your male servant, your female servant, your livestock, or the sojourner who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them. And he rested on the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. And I'm reading from the book of Exodus, second book in the Old Testament, chapter 20, verses 8 through 11. And I'm reading from the English Standard Version. Folks, you know, we talk about Sunday. And, of course, my show is Sunday Morning Coming Down. We forget that we've got a commandment, the fourth commandment. We've got 10 commandments, and we forget them all. But we talk about Sunday, and yet Sunday is, if you're a Christian, our Sabbath, our holy day, the day of rest. Now, in the Old Testament and in the Jewish faith, the Sabbath is on Saturday, because the Sabbath, in Jewish beliefs, was the last day of the week, and the week started on Sunday. So I guess it's appropriate that I'm doing this show on Friday evening, because the Jewish people begin their celebration of the Sabbath at sundown on Friday, and it lasts until sundown on Saturday. But we Christians do it a little differently. And sometimes people ask, well, what is that? Well, we do it on the first day of the week, on Sunday. And it was first spoken about in the book of Acts by the Apostle Paul, as the first day of the week is when we spend our time resting and remembering him, the Lord. And the reason we do that is, if you recall, Jesus was put to death on Friday, Good Friday. That was the eve of the Jewish Sabbath. And of course, Jesus was a Jew. He had celebrated Passover the night before his death, which he combined with what we call the Lord's Supper. We Christians. And Saturday, of course, was the holy day for the Jews. And those who believed in Jesus, who were still Jews, remember that they were all Jews at the time, they were very, very sad, but they were also quiet. They followed God's laws for the Sabbath. But it was decided that Sunday, the first day of the week, the new day of a new week, was, of course, also the day that Jesus came back to life, back to new life, back to rebirth, which is what we believe. It's why we believe that we Christians need to be reborn. And so, what's more appropriate than making the holy day, the day of rest for God in the Christian faith, than the first day of the new week? And that's what we did. So that's how it got started. Now, I've got a blog up today at NorthFloridaWriter.com about the show tonight, and it talks about the fourth commandment. And it has a picture, and it shows Charlton Heston in his role as Moses as he comes down Mount Sinai carrying the Ten Commandments. Now remember, or if you don't know, I will tell you this. Moses told his flock, those that were following him, back to the Promised Land. Remember, he had gotten them out of Egypt, got them across the Red Sea, and they're over in the Sinai, a rough and tumble place. I mean, it's desolate. And Moses had his questions too. So he went up the mountain to talk with God, and God gave him the Ten Commandments. He gave him two tablets with the Ten Commandments on them. So he brought them down to the people because that was God's laws. God's law was written in stone on the Ten Commandments. And he brought them down to the people. And what did he find? Behaving godly as he had asked them to do when he went up the mountain? No. It was a shameful display of debauchery. All kinds of evil stuff going on. And he was upset and angry, and he broke the tablets. And you know what? The early Israelites, like all men, has always had problems being true to God's law and his commandments. And today we continue to have the same problems. Despite his love and his devotion to us, we always fall short. And we have to constantly be reminded of the wonderful gift of free will that he gave us, a gift that can give us freedom from sin and ultimately eternal life if we use it properly. That's the key. Sin is always about us in this world because, you know, Satan is roaming free. And he's constantly looking for our weak link through which to ply his evil trade, which is getting us to turn on God and follow him. Because he knows his time is limited. He knows Jesus Christ is coming back. And when he does, Satan's going to be banished. So he wants to take as many people as he can with him. And only by keeping God in our heart through the Holy Spirit and the gift of forgiveness, which is given to us by Jesus, can we fend Satan off. And we're going to talk about worship on the holy day as one way of doing that when we return in just a moment. But I think it's time for another beautiful hymn. This was a beautiful hymn, a spiritual, and it's such a wonderful hymn. So we're going to play it right now, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about remembering the Sabbath. Here is Amazing Grace, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Amazing How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, embrace my fears, believed. How precious did that grace appear, be how I first
something just wonderful about the clarity, the simplicity, and the honesty of a country music singer singing something that he loves. Wonderful hymn, wonderful message. Okay, folks, we're back to talk about the Sabbath. And as part of that, let's take a look at our pictures. I always put up pictures on my show. I think, you know, pictures are worth a thousand words. And I think these pictures are as well. You know, we talk about Sunday. It's the day that we're supposed to worship Christ and our God, and it's a day of rest. I remember as a young man, most things were closed. Of course, that's changed, and the world changes, and I understand that. But it seems like we spend so much time running around and doing stuff that we forget the real meaning of Sunday. Which, if you're a Christian, it's the day of rest and the day to worship God. Now, you're supposed to worship God every day in the way you live your life, but Sunday is supposed to be special. You're supposed to spend some time with Him one-on-one. He wants to get to know you. He knows all about you, but He wants to know you personally. He wants a personal connection. So our pictures. First is a city church. This is a church that's no longer active. It was a beautiful Presbyterian church in my hometown of Virginia. I remember at a big sanctuary, and I can remember coming in on Sunday morning. We had a minister who was a retired Army chaplain, This was not long after World War II. And he was just full of God. You could see it in his eyes, his face, and everything he did. And he had 600 members in that church, big church back then, but he knew everybody by name. It was just astounding. Wonderful man. I'll always remember him. Special. Then is the other extreme, a very small country church, but the Spirit's still there. You know, small country churches are much more personalized. Everybody knows everybody. Sometimes that's not so good, but seriously, everybody knows everybody, and they know when there's a problem, and when somebody is hurting, they stick together and they help each other out. Next is God the Father looking down. I sometimes wonder what he's thinking when he looks down at us these days. I mean, he's given us life. He's given us a beautiful world, which, frankly, we're not doing such a great job of managing. He's given us so many opportunities, and so many times we falter and we fail him. And I just wonder what he thinks. But he's always loving. But remember, the day will come when he will judge us all. He will judge us all. Guaranteed. And then there's Jesus, his arm is outstretched, welcoming Lazarus back from the dead. Lazarus lived in Bethany. And Jesus, he was good friends with Lazarus and his sisters, Mary and Martha. And when he got word that Lazarus has been dead, he didn't go immediately because he might not have been dead and he might have been able to be revived. But he came later, actually. It was concerning coming back to Bethany because it was near Jerusalem. And, of course, the Jewish leaders were looking for Jesus. They didn't like Jesus. He was upsetting their apple cart. He was creating problems for him. But he went back later, and he brought him back from the dead after he'd been dead for 4 days. And so there he is. He's welcoming back to life as Lazarus is coming out of the tomb. Jesus is standing there. Then there's the Holy Spirit represented by the dove, the pure white dove, the dove of purity. The Holy Spirit is pure. Jesus is pure. Jesus is the only pure man that ever walked the face of the earth, never sinned, ever. Oh, he had his forms of anger. He wasn't always happy with what we did, but he never sinned because everything he did was according to God's plan, which is what we're expected to do, and we fail miserably. Just like when Moses came down from the mountain and found that all those people that he was leading out of the wilderness just couldn't avoid temptation and sin. And the next picture is Jesus fighting the devil, arm wrestling. That's interesting. I think that's maybe a modern touch. But Jesus is always fighting the devil. You know, the devil tempted Jesus in the desert on his 40 days wandering. And Jesus never faltered. He was tested by the devil and turned him down. And lastly, the cross, the Bible, and the flag, representing how America was founded as a nation under God. And we've faltered in big ways in that department, folks. And I sometimes wonder if God isn't making us pay the price right now. But only time will tell, and you just got to get your spirit up and get your heart back in the right place. And we can bring things back where they need to be. It's just amazing. It really is. And as I say, I'm thankful for a great first year in this programming, and I'm going to stay with it. You know, when we think about Sunday, it's amazing that it isn't easier for us. I mean, those of us who profess to be Christians, and even those of us who profess to be Jewish and believe in God, you know, we're told to follow him, to follow his guidance, to follow his laws. And, of course, Jesus put the humanity on the face of the law. He put a real, living, breathing person on the face of the law is what he did. And, of course, he also gave us salvation. But why do we have so much trouble? Why do we cave so many times and so many things? I mean, we cave for money. Some people came for sex, riches, stuff, power, fancy things, prestige, all these false things that mean nothing if you look at the scale of eternity. I mean, our lifespan, 70, 80 years, isn't even measurable in a yardstick when you think about eternity. But yet somehow we think we can deal with it. Let's ponder that for a minute. We're going to play some more Christian music, and then we'll come back and finish off for today. Here's a beautiful hymn, one that tells you why we need to follow him and why we need to have hope and belief in Jesus Christ as our Savior. And we'll be back in a minute.
God sent his Son. They called him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. And empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone.
Because he lives, all fear is gone. If you believe in Jesus Christ, and you have to do it through faith, there's plenty of evidence that he was here and what he was here for and what his mission was. But you've got to believe based upon faith. And if you do that and you open your heart to him, the Holy Spirit, who he sent down, by the way, the Holy Spirit was sent down to earth on a Sunday. That's also another reason why Sunday is our day of worship as Christians. But if you let the Holy Spirit in, He'll work on you. He'll open you up, and He'll put you in touch with Jesus, who connects you with the Father. And then you've got the shield against Satan, and then you can live up to the commitment that we're expected to deliver. Jesus wants us to do three things as part of living for Him. He wants us to pray. He wants us to read the Word of God and honor it and follow it. And He wants us to worship in community. Now, if you're out in a very limited rural area, anytime two people gather together in His name, you're in church, folks. So it's not that difficult to do wherever you are. But to say that you don't have time on Sunday, the day of rest, because there's something else you want to do that's earthly, is not commitment. And I know we all falter. I know we're sometimes on vacation. You know, we're away on Sunday. We don't want to go to church. And I understand that. And God forgives you for that. But the point is, you've got to get in a regular habit of doing the things that you need to do to keep your faith strong. Because if you don't, old Satan is out there always standing nearby waiting to dig his way in. And if he does, and if he grips your heart, gets hold of it, you're not going to have to worry about eternity. You're going to have to worry about darkness. And we really don't know what that darkness entails, but I guarantee you, folks, it's not very good. So anyway, folks, that's our message for today. Will you join me for a moment in prayer, please? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to gather together, be it in person or even on the airwaves or through the internet, and to worship Thee. We know that You love us and want to take care of us, and we also know that we fail miserably so many times. But help us to get the Spirit and to get the love in our heart and to open it and to keep it open so that You can infect us and take charge of our lives. Because we know if You do, we won't have to worry about our future. Our future will be guaranteed. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior who died on the cross, so that we might have the opportunity to live forever. Amen. Okay, folks, that's our Sunday morning coming down for this weekend. It will stay up and available all weekend long and even longer. So if you know somebody that can't get to church, or they might be infirm or something going on, pass it along. Here's how you find it. Go to blogtalkradio.com/North Florida Writer Live, and you can find it there on the list of all of the programs that are available to be listened to. I've got a bunch. They've been up for a long time. And there's a bunch of different things. I also do some political shows. I do some shows about nature. Do shows about a lot of things. So you might find something else that you might be interested in. Also, please check out my regular blog on my website, NorthFloridaWriter.com. On that first page, if you look at the top at the menu, hit blog, it'll take you to the most recent. And they go backwards in time to when I started posting them, which has been about 3 years ago. A lot of material there. You might like some, might not like some other, but it's all there for you to look at if you'd like. Folks, I know it's Friday night right now, but I hope you'll make a commitment to try to go to church Sunday. Get one-on-one with God. You know, you can close your eyes when you're sitting there, and you can ask Him for help, ask Him to enter your heart, ask Him to put the Holy Spirit to work for you, and He'll do it. You just got to take the first step. He's always there for us, but He expects us to approach Him. After all, He's the Father. We're His children. We're His sheep. And it's true that we should be, because we act like sheep a lot of times and don't really always use our heads the right way. But let's put him to work for us to straighten us all out, shall we? Because it's a wonderful world, and there's a lot we got left to do in it, and we need to turn things around. So God bless you all, folks. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend, and I hope that you will go to church Sunday and then enjoy some wonderful family time. It gives you the spirit. It recharges your batteries so that you're ready for another week on Monday. And I said at the beginning that I was going to close out with my theme song, Johnny Cash's wonderful Sunday Morning Coming Down, and that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to play it in its entirety, and when it's done, the show is over, folks. God bless you. Have a great weekend. Go in peace. Go in love. Everybody you see, God and Jesus are all about love. Here's Johnny Cash, and I hope you listen soon again. Bye now.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. That didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled in my closet, threw my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. Then I washed my face and combed my hair and stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. I'd smoked my mind the night before with cigarettes and songs I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid playing with a can that he was kicking. Then I walked across the street and caught the Sunday smell of someone's frying chicken. And Lord, it took me back to something that I lost somewhere, somehow along the way. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing sure to dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of the sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down. In the park I saw a daddy with a laughing little girl that he was swinging. And I stopped beside a Sunday school and listened to the song they were singing. Then I headed down the street and somewhere far away a lonely bell was ringing. And it echoed through the canyons like a disappearing dream of yesterday. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes the body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of the sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down.